UWL officials had hoped for $4 million in the next biennial budget to go towards financial aid and to increase enrollment. The plan included the university's ability to raise tuition, which lawmakers rejected. UWL received $900,000 in the Senate's version of the state budget, which Chancellor Joe Gao says could severely hamper UWL's three-year growth and access agenda. Gao says with the current allotment, instead of bringing in 1,000 new students, about 60 could be brought in. Instead of hiring 135 new staff and faculty members, 8 could be hired.
It's nice to see that the Senate's acknowledging the need for more staff and faculty at UWL. It's just they're not going to give us enough money to really grow at the rate we want it to. And also, their plan would provide the funds through a split of taxpayer dollars and tuition, and we think it's better to do it all with tuition because tuition will be stable over the next few years. It's hard to know what will happen with the public money, so we're going to keep pursuing this.
Gao says the budget battle isn't done yet, and he's optimistic. He says several local legislators, the UW Board of Regents, and the governor have all spoken in favor of UWL's growth and access agenda. Steve Rice, Wisconsin Public Radio.